Are you ready to revolutionize how people experience your book? I'm talking augmented reality, virtual reality, mixed reality. What are they? And how can they help you reach your ideal clients in a more immersive way? Stay tuned as I talk about immersive storytelling, how AR and VR can transform your author platform.
Are you an entrepreneur, small business owner, or consultant looking to boost your authority, influence, and impact? The Author Switch podcast with best-selling, award-winning author Karma Spence is your answer. Tune in for actionable advice, powerful strategies, and engaging interviews to turn on your author switch and take your business to the next dimension.
The Author Switch.
Hello and welcome to the Author Switch podcast. I'm your host, Karma Spence, and I help executive coaches, business leaders, and consultants write, publish, and market client-attracting books so that they can grow their business. And in this episode, I thought I would explore the worlds of augmented reality, virtual reality, and mixed reality. What are they, and how can they help you create a more immersive and powerful experience for your ideal clients, your ideal prospects, your ideal readers? Now, before I get into all that, let's first set some ground rules here. What are these terms? What am I talking about when I say augmented reality, virtual reality, or mixed reality? You may know what those terms mean. You may have a different definition than I do. Who knows? We'll find out. Or you might be sitting there going, huh? What is she talking about? That's why I want to tell you what I'm talking about so that we're all on the same page when I start digging into the fun stuff. So first, I'm going to read this because I want to make sure I get it straight. Augmented reality works by augmenting the world around you. Rather than building something new, you pull virtual information into the physical world. Virtual objects sit on top of real ones, and you can see them through an AR camera or headset. So it's kind of like you get the glasses, and now you see a little printout on your glasses that tells you that store's name and address, or tells you information about your environment that's not there. It's virtual, and the people around you can't see it. Only you can see it. That's augmented reality. Now, there's sort of an augmented reality light when someone adds a QR code to their book that takes you to additional media. That's actually, a lot of people refer to it as augmented reality. In fact, I have done that. I've gotten a clearer understanding of what augmented reality is, and that's not actually augmented reality. That is mixed reality. Yes, there's nuance here. Now let's move on to virtual reality. Virtual reality uses software and headset devices to create entirely new environments in the digital world. Using full coverage headsets, users replace their physical environment with one created in software and displayed on a screen. You can interact with elements in the digital landscape just as if they were in the real world. So this is like the goggles that people put on, and now they can play with their computer in space. To someone outside of the goggles, it looks like someone's got a goggle and that they're just like playing with space around them. But they are experiencing a world that's not there. And it can be full and real. It can have people in it. It can have objects. You can play with computer screens, all these things. And it's all virtual. But it feels real, kind of like Tron. And finally, there's mixed reality. This is technology that creates like a hybrid mixture of both augmented and virtual reality technology, blending real world and digital elements on a new level. Mixed reality innovations by Microsoft are opening the door for concepts like HoloPresence, where people will one day be able to project holograms of themselves into the room of a colleague or coworker. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope. So cool. So cool. This is all very cutting edge stuff. It's still like way priced out for any average author, but there are authors experimenting with this kind of stuff already. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I get all excited about this emerging tech stuff. It's so much fun. So why is AR and VR important to authors? Why should you care about these new emerging technologies? Are they just things for rich people to play with? For tech heads to play with? Or can they actually help you grow your business? Well, these technologies, as they become more and more accessible to the average person, to the average author, you will be able to use them to enhance reader engagement. Let's say you're a realtor and you're writing a book about real estate and you want to tell people about different types of architecture, like, you know, is it a ranch style home or is it some other kind of style home? That's the only one I seem to know a name of. So there's all these different styles of homes that people like. There's colonial and ranch and all that kind of thing. Now, normally, if you're writing a book about this thing, you would take pictures of these things and you'd put them in your book. Or if that's too expensive to print, then you might put them on your website and then tell people to go look at them that way. What if you could actually walk them through those buildings? You could walk them through a virtual neighborhood and say, okay, now here's the colonial house. And then they can go into the colonial house and you can point out actual things. In fact, HGTV uses a little bit of this. Every few months, they have like a big contest where you can win your dream house or you can win a smart home or something like that, or an urban oasis, right? And on their website, you can do like little galleries of pictures from their new home. Well, what I've noticed recently is on these pictures, there's little dots. And if you click on the dot, a little thing pops up and tells you, this is a such and such a lamp, bought at the such and such a time and costs this much. And if you want to buy it, you can click here. And so you're looking, it's really kind of cool. You're looking at this photograph of this dream home that you may or may not be entering the contest to win. I like to do that. I could win a new home. That'd be nice. I'd just sell it, but that's okay. Anyway, so you're looking at this picture and now you may think to yourself, I really like that lamp. I wonder how I can get a lamp like that. Well, now you don't have to like wonder about it. You can click the little purple dot that's on it and it opens up and tells you. These are things you could do on your website. At some point, I will know how to do that and I will show you how to do that, but I don't know how to do that now. I just know it can be done. It's pretty cool. You can do these technologies. And if HGTV is doing it, okay, it might be a little bit pricey out of your part, but it means it can be done by someone who doesn't make billions of dollars, right? Because they're not going to waste that much money on little photographs. It's got to be a reasonable price, which means that very soon it will be a reasonable price for every one of us. And you can create website experiences that enhance what you're learning in your book. So you get people to go from your book to your website. When they get to your website, you can get them on your email list. And once you get them on your email list, you can sell to them. These technologies can be used to create an enhanced reader engagement. Also, not every author is using it, so that helps you stand out in the market. If you're doing it, you're gonna stand out. For example, I know fiction authors who have done this. I saw this one fiction author who created an entire experience on their website. You could like go in and experience the world that he had written about in his novels just through web technology. So this is possible. Okay, it's not cheap. I'll get that. It's okay. It will be because AI is going to make it cheap. I know it. I know this is the future of authorness. AI is going to make things cheaper to do, to create worlds and take what's in your brain and make it more real and visceral for your readers. That's so cool. And a lot of these technologies can expand the accessibility of your content because it can help teach complex concepts more quickly than just text or a video or an audio. Now you can create like three-dimensional, it's almost like you're demoing the thing in person, but you're not. You're digital. You're virtual. So right now, like I said, there's baby steps in moving AR into books. So like people will embed AR elements in their printed books for interactive diagrams, tutorials, and additional content. For example, I'm reading a book now called Audacious by Mark Schaefer. And in the introduction alone, he's got this little QR code. You take a picture of it with your phone, and then it gives you a URL. You open up the URL, and now it's got a video that explains the idea further. And it's all integrated into the story that he's telling. In the introduction, he's talking about how this one company created at this conference this whole interactive advertisement using drones. The drones went up in the night sky, and they created all sorts of things. So he's explained it. So you're like trying to visualize it in your head. And then it gives you this QR code. You go to the QR code, takes you to the website. Now I've seen in video what happened on that night. It's pretty cool. And this is something that you can do right now. You can create videos and then give people QR codes so that they can go from your book to the video and experience you talking or explaining something or demonstrating something, thus deepening the information and creating a more immersive experience of the information in your book. You could also transform learning through augmented reality. You can gamify it. You can create step-by-step visuals. You can create things that are a little bit more universal appeal. Augmented reality basically enhances the information. Now, this also means that you need to do a lot of planning and strategy while you're writing a book, before you're writing the book, so that you can create all these assets that interact with your book. It may mean that your book takes a little bit longer to write, but the end result is much more powerful for the people who pick up your book. And the people who pick up your book, read your book, interact with your interactive elements, are more likely to be people who will get on your email list and pay you money for your products and services than people who just passively consume your book and then put it back on the shelf. So it actually helps you filter your readers even further than just creating highly strategic content. Virtual reality can be an enhanced storytelling medium. Now, this is further down the line, yes, but it is getting less expensive. I mean, I remember when Mac came out with its virtual reality goggles. The commercials looked way cool. Gave me a little bit of pause because I saw that Star Trek episode with the game that mind-washed you with lights. But maybe we can trust Apple. But I remember when I was looking at it, it was more money than I wanted to spend. But it was not like $10,000, which is what these things used to go for. This is getting more and more affordable. And as time goes by and it gets easier to create these technologies, they're going to become things that almost anybody can buy. The way you use VR as opposed to AR. So AR just adds elements to what you already have, right? VR creates something that's whole cloth. You can create immersive experiences that enhance the learning. Your readers can step into the world you're creating. And that works for both fiction and nonfiction. So when you are trying to explain a concept, you can explain it more deeply. So for example, I've seen videos that explain things like quantum physics, and they show you, you know, they take something that's really, really small and you can't see with the naked eye, and they do cartoons and things like that. Well, what if you took that information and made it three-dimensional? So like now a person can put on the virtual glasses. Say, let's say you've got a book that's all about quantum physics. Why not? The person puts on the virtual headset and now they can step into a molecule. And then they can shrink and step into an atom. And you can create that world virtually. Again, let's go back to our realtor. You can create a virtual neighborhood, and the person can walk through the neighborhood and see all the houses that you represent because you just put them into this virtual It's not a real neighborhood, so you can put the houses you've got as if they were on the same street. The person puts on the virtual goggles, they go walking down this virtual street, and they can look at the virtual houses and see them as if they were really there. Can you imagine how many more houses you could sell? Okay, let's say you're a holistic health coach. You could create a virtual kitchen and actually have them experience what it's like to create dishes. Rather than watching you on a video do recipes, why not have them stand with you in a virtual kitchen and actually experience, to some degree, cooking the food that you want them to eat so that they can be more healthy. So once they've had this visceral experience, even though it's virtual, their body's going to remember it as if it was real. And so now they can take it into their real kitchen. How much more powerful could that be? Maybe you're doing marketing like I do. I could write a book about book marketing. And rather than just telling you about it or doing a video about it, I can now create a virtual workshop experience where you could experience creating the various assets that I talk about. This way, you can overcome your fears of these various things. You could practice public speaking. You could practice talking to the media. You could practice these techniques that will get your book sold more while in a virtual environment, which feels much more safe. Building up your courage to take that experience out into the real world. Now I'm going to take a quick break, but when I come back, I'm going to be going into a little bit more case studies of how these things can work. So stay tuned.
Do you have a great book but struggle with getting it noticed? Many authors feel lost when it comes to marketing their book effectively. You've put your heart and soul into writing your book, but without a solid marketing plan, it's like shouting into the void. The frustration of low sales and limited visibility can be disheartening. Introducing Serve Up Your Book, the ultimate guide to mastering book marketing. This comprehensive guide helps you lay the foundations before you start writing, ensuring your marketing efforts are built on a solid base. Build your audience while you write, creating a loyal following ready to support your launch. Generate a pre-launch buzz with proven strategies that create excitement and anticipation. Launch your book with impact, turning your release into a major event. Continue marketing your book after the launch, keeping the momentum going and expanding your reach. Filled with actionable insights and practical advice, Serve Up Your Book is designed to help you achieve lasting success. Don't let your book go unnoticed. Serve Up Your Book by Karma Spence, available now on Amazon.
Hello, and welcome back to The Author Switch. This is your host, Karma Spence, and I help executive coaches, business leaders, and consultants write, publish, and market client-attracting books so that they can grow their businesses more and while having fun. How's that? And of course, I also am the person who can help you understand AI and emerging tech and how that affects the publishing world and authorship. Before the break, I explained what AR, VR, and mixed reality are, and I gave you some ideas of how it can transform your books into something that's more engaging for your readers, thus attracting more ideal clients and getting more of them to get on your list and to buy from you. Now I'm going to talk about some little bit more deeper case studies. I have already talked a little bit about real estate. This is my first one, real estate and VR. Now, virtual walkthroughs, which are not the whole goggle thing, they're like photographs and you can go in and you can turn things around and there's a special camera that creates that for them. Virtual walkthroughs have revolutionized real estate. In fact, they were heavily used during COVID when we couldn't actually go to the homes. We had to go through these little virtual walkthroughs and kind of they're a little kludgy. They're not as sophisticated as maybe a full VR is, but even that experience helped people rent better apartments, buy better homes with it, or at least with a better idea of what those apartments and homes look like because of these virtual walkthroughs. Well, you can apply that same kind of idea to business books. You could do a virtual tour of a workflow. You could do a virtual walkthrough of team dynamics or maybe a client process. So for example, maybe I'm teaching you how to create a press kit. There's a certain workflow to doing this. I could give you a virtual walkthrough that made it a more three-dimensional experience to help you learn the process better. If you can take this kind of idea and apply it to your book's teachings, then you're going to give your readers a better experience and you're going to attract better clients. Now let's talk about mixed reality and business books. You can create interactive workshops. By using mixed reality, you can add virtual reality and augmented reality elements to your presentation so that people can, I mean, yes, they're in the room with you, but maybe these enhancements can help them learn whatever you're teaching a little bit more deeply, because it, when you're just sitting at a table, you can only experience the learning so much. Everybody's on goggles, and now they step into a virtual world and they react and they're interacting with it. You've just deepened the learning experience. You can give hybrid presentations where you combine physical books with virtual overlays, creating a seamless blend of content delivery. And of course, there's future forward branding. Mixed reality could be integrated in ways that set you apart as a cutting-edge thought leader. Let's move on to interactive author events. Now, right now, your interactive author event is usually like they're sitting there, you're talking, you might sign their book, right? That's pretty much it. You might get creative and create, I don't know, an escape room experience for them or something like that. But how do you do this if your audience is virtual? Let's say you're holding a webinar. Now you can create a more immersive experience. There's software that I actually have it. I just haven't used it yet because I haven't done a summit. But they have these where you create these like virtual rooms. So the people, and it's more than just Zoom going into breakout rooms. These are like, there's a visual component to it. It creates virtual event spaces with virtual tables. You can have screens where everybody looks like they're sitting at a table. It's really quite interesting. And it helps you reach a more global audience and creating still this immersive, almost a semi-live experience that feels like people are interacting. Now, again, as this technology gets better, maybe everybody goes into their local hologram and creates it there. Fathom Events is now doing things where everybody goes to their local movie theater and they experience the event live on the big screen. Well, what if you use that and augmented, mixed, or virtual reality? And therefore, a hologram of you could be at all of these theaters. It's not there yet, but it's not far in the future. Start imagining what you could be doing. And as soon as the opportunity comes, you'll be ready to take advantage of it. If you're not thinking about it now, you're not going to be ready when it's available. Now, I also kind of thought about, how does AR and VR affect the future of publishing? I'm thinking that these emerging technologies are going to be creating things like holographic projections and AI-driven interactivity within these modalities. I think you're going to be able to layer on AI-driven experiences to your book that enhance readers' experience and improves your bottom line. AI tools are getting cheaper. DeepSeek, anybody? Are getting cheaper and easier to use. Now there's this whole thing around agents that can start doing tasks of like little robot employees. Why not have them help you create a better experience for your readers and your ideal clients? What do you do with all the information I've just poured onto you in this episode? What do you do? Now what? So first of all, my first call to action is start thinking. Start dreaming now. Because if you start dreaming and thinking and imagining now, when the technology becomes available, you'll already be ready to pick it up before someone else who hasn't been doing the pre-work. And as you're going forward, start small. Don't do it all at the same time. Experiment with this, then this, then this. That way, you baby step it so that you're not overloading your readers, you're not overloading yourself, you're not overloading your pocketbook. And then the second thing is partner with experts. Find people who know what they're doing in this space to help you implement this stuff. The world of reading, which I did a whole episode on, I will put a link in the show notes. The world of reading, the world of writing, the world of publishing is changing and becoming more interactive. And the only way that you can stay on top of this is by at least trying to stay on top of this. Now, if you want more information about this stuff, I've got all sorts of information I can share with you. If that's of interest to you, please pop your questions into the comments and I will create more content to answer those questions. Also, if you are interested in a book about the ethics of AI and authorship, I will put a link to it in the show notes below, but I've created a little guide on what I see as the ethical use of AI as an author. This is Karma Spence saying ciao for now. If you've enjoyed this episode of the Author Switch podcast and would like to show your support, there are a few ways that you can do that. First, I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Additionally, leaving a rating and review would greatly help me reach more listeners and continue providing valuable content. To stay up to date with the Author Switch podcast and gain access to additional information on amplifying your authority, influence, and thought leadership through books, you can follow me on LinkedIn at Karma Spence. For those interested in catching up on previous episodes, including those no longer available on podcast platforms, you can find them all at authorswitch.com/episodes, where you can choose to watch or listen to them at your convenience. Thank you so much for your support and for being a part of the Author Switch community.